We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. We have an emergency pod for you on this fine Wednesday afternoon, September 27th, 2023, a day that we will look back at and do like, it was on this day 8 years ago where this happened. This happened being that Damian Lillard's been traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. So I immediately got a text from Paul Imig, who has been the one, like we just talked about this the other day. And this is such an emergency pod that not only is it a live YouTube, it's going straight to the Blue Wire Spotify's.
Whoa.
Yeah. So double decker day. All right. You don't care about that. They got Dame. I don't know shit about what happened yet or what's going on. I know that we've been talking about this and I've just been downplaying it at every turn.
Yeah.
And I kept, I saw Giannis swimming last week. He gave no indication that this was coming. So Damian Lillard's been traded to the Bucks. Woj with the bomb, his account. Talk to me.
Okay, so first off, I think I'm going to be extremely wrong about C.J. Stroud. I'm extremely right and have been right about Damian Lillard and Giannis. So, Drew Holiday, a day after telling the Journal Sentinel that he wants to retire a Buck, is not a Buck. He's going to the Blazers, but he'll likely be rerouted to another team. Grayson Allen is gone. And I think Grayson Allen is a Phoenix Sun. And
he just changed his number. What the fuck? I just bought a new jersey.
I'm sure you did. So basically, you gave up Drew Holiday, Grayson Allen, and pick swaps for Damian Lillard. And I do not want to go to the next step yet because the Bucks just acquired Damian freaking Lillard. So we should stay focused. But, Bart, and this is a big, big, big important thing, that Damian Lillard has 4 years left on his contract. Giannis can sign an extension. Okay? This could be what sets the stage for Giannis to sign his mega super extension to keep him in Milwaukee for 6 years. So four or two plus four. And like, this could have been the thing, right? So like, if you're John Horst, and again, we should not overly jump the gun because the Bucks just got Damian Lillard. We don't have to focus on Giannis, but this could be step one to the Giannis mega extension as part of the, like, hey, if we go get Dame, will you write your signature on this line? So this is monumental. Like, forget the Giannis extension for the moment. Damian Lillard, yes, he's older. He's a top 30, 40 player of all time. I'd love to go look at some lists. I've not had time to digest any of those all-time NBA player lists. He's in the top 30 or 40. I'd be very surprised if he's not on most of those top 40, 50 lists. He's a Milwaukee Buck, and this is incredible, because like, just yesterday you're seeing all these things of like, well, the Toronto Raptors have this long-term vision where they're gonna get Lillard and then they're gonna convince the, you know, Giannis to come in a year or two, and so it's got like these Dame and Giannis things, and the Heat just kept balking and balking at giving up too much. And so it's not only that the Bucks get Damian Lillard, it's that the Heat don't. And Bart, I know you kind of like have poo-pooed that in our other conversations and not made a big deal out of it. If the Heat had Butler, Bam, and Dame, I would not put the Bucks roster as it currently was, as it was previous to this trade, ahead of Dame, Butler, and Bam. This is incredible. So I have so much to say. Let me pause. Oh my God. It actually happened. And this is amazing.
M Shark says, I don't want to be a downer. I don't know how much better this makes the Bucks.
Well, then don't even read that. That is a stupid thing to say. It makes them a lot better.
There's a reason that on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, we got the parade chairs out. Okay. I mean, I think that would be, this is when I bring back that bit is today. I go in rain soaked Milwaukee, go right back to this spot and throw a parade chair down. So Damian Lillard is coming to the Bucks. Hot Take Jake has jumped in. Hot Take Jake, there's a lot of backlash to your awful Brewers take that many have suggested a 5-day ban for you. So what I will do is you have a lot less leniency today. The minute you say something stupid, you're gone.
People hate the truth so much, man. It's hilarious. That is a sweet
thought. Let's talk about Dame. You've been wanting to talk about Dame for a long time. I always say no, waste of time. Not today.
Yeah, I mean, what? Me bringing up Dame on your show has been a bit almost. Like, this is fucking nuts. I can't wipe the smile off my face right now. Besides Giannis and Ray Allen, maybe Grant Hill, Damian Lillard is my favorite NBA player of all time. Like, I don't know what this means for the team, what they look like. I don't really give a shit right now. This is crazy. They did it. My goodness, John Horst credit. I didn't think he had the stones to pull off something like this. He did it. And wow, just wow. In a vacuum, I like the value. I would have rather kept Drew to keep with Dame, but either way, I think you bring in a guy that it's kind of what you were lacking offensively was somebody that could just go and get his own shot and create offense. And I also think that, Jesus Christ, they got some weird fire engines out here in Buffalo. You also have somebody that I think is underrated as a point guard. And now that he has a lot of viable options, I think you'll see him probably progress a little bit more than he was with Portland as a true playmaker for his teammates.
So a couple minor details. So the Bucks did send out two players and got back one, which means Cameron Payne or another player. There's now a roster spot. There wasn't previously a roster spot to sign Cam Payne or anybody else for that matter. They now have that roster spot. Also, just to your point, Jake, you wish they could have kept Drew and still done this. That's impossible because they can't trade Middleton until February. They can't trade Brooke until February. So not to be all technical about it, but you could not have done this trade without trading either Giannis for the salary slot or trading Drew for the salary slot. I think we can appreciate what Drew was. He is part of, I think, the most iconic play in my lifetime for sure.
They don't win a title without Drew. I don't want anything to turn into Drew slander.
We don't have to do it. Right. So Drew is an iconic. Probably the second most valuable player of the Bucks championship. I think that's accurate, right? We should not forget what he did. But to be able to turn an expiring Drew Holiday contract, who, by the way, coming up in February, you would have had to extend or let walk for nothing. And I don't know if you guys were ready to give Holiday at age 33 a 4-year, $160 million extension. You turned that Holiday expiring and Grayson Allen – and yes, draft picks and that 2029 Bucks first round pick, maybe Giannis is gone in 6 years. Damian Lillard's probably retired in 6 years. Like the Bucks could be terrible and they could be giving up a top three pick in 2029 right now.
Okay. Just a second. You finish. Yeah, you can finish. I'm sorry.
Who cares? Because none of that matters. The Bucks just paired Damian Lillard with Giannis to complement already then Chris and Brooke. This is unbelievable.
All right, so Paul Emick's here. Hot Take Jake's in Buffalo. Q's in his office. Q, I'll get to you in just a second. He's got the trophy. I think we have boots on the ground.
Tammy.
I think we have Shay, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm here. Boy.
No one's answering the door for me, though. I thought Damian Lillard would be, you know, here already.
The house Tim, of Lillard.
The best part of Tim's video was only for me because in the bottom corner, he's knocking on the door of Fiserv. And now that I take him live, he's nowhere to be seen.
Well, a security guard came up to me and is like, why are you banging on the door?
Did you say it's Dame? I got mail. I got things Dame.
I'm like, I said, nice. I need to talk to Damian Lillard. And he's like, you need to leave.
Oh, man.
So.
All right. Paul, blah, 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 blah. Tim, your thoughts? What are your top three shakeaways? We fucked up on shakeaways this week.
A lot of shakeaways now. Like this. Is this the Terry Stotts effect? Did you even consider that?
Tim, was that really the first thing that came to your mind was Terry Stotts?
No, good Lord, no.
Yeah, he's reunited.
He's reunited. Come on.
You are going to murder Bart with Terry Stotts references, my friend. Hey, can I say something about Drew?
Please.
So I think Drew had some really, really iconic moments and clutch plays in that finals run. But the truth of the matter is, if you kind of take away those three or four moments, his playoff history with Milwaukee is kind of similar to Bledsoe. So, I mean, hey, there's that.
What?
I'm not hating on him. I'm just saying, if you look at his overall numbers, even in that run in 2021, yes, he was, you know, behind the alley-oop and he made some great plays. But from the broad numbers standpoint, he didn't have a great run that year.
Does it matter? Drew came here, got look. I don't want any Drew slander.
I'm not slandering him. I'm just saying, if people are, you know, I'm trying to make the trade even better. That's all.
All right. Jake, your audio, I don't like this Buffalo setting. I'm going to kick you out.
Yeah, well, I love it here. So, and I love you guys.
I love Buffalo too, but there's a little, it's just a delay.
But that's fine. I had to hop on because, my God, I can't believe it.
No, I'm glad you did. And
I love you.
I want people to know that I have not banned Jake yet, even though his Brewer takes are fucking putrid.
Oh, yeah, his Brewer takes are awful.
Yeah, really a disgrace.
The truth is painful. Love you guys.
All right, Q. I see Q in the little screen on the bottom, and he's just got his arms up.
Professional Q?
Yeah, we got professional Q today.
We're going to get another one of these. That's all I'm saying. Another Larry O'Brien is coming to town, unless the injury bug catches up with us. Immediate reaction, I wish we would have sent Chris out the door instead of Drew. I will miss Drew. He was a huge part of that finals run. And it would be awesome if he comes back in a couple years as a free agent. So we'll see what happens. But today is a day of celebration. But I did pull up the projected salary for Damian Lillard. So he gets $46 million this year. $49 million in 24-25. $59 million in 25-26, and $63 million the year after Giannis's contract expires in 2026-27. So that's a huge contract for somebody who hasn't played a lot the last 2 years. I think last year was by choice and by design. Yeah. But he's an older player. I'm very excited to see what can happen if we stay healthy, but we're kind of taking on a new risk, but, this contract will be very tradable. And I guess what's a bummer is we do with those swap right trades, I don't think we can trade those picks anymore. So they are on the shelf because of the swaps. So our ammo for next year is gone except for unloading Dame or Giannis or Chris. That's my analytical brain. My Bucks fandom is so excited. I'm going to get a Dame jersey tonight. Cannot wait for the home opener. This is going
to
be nuts.
Look, I got to get credentialed to media day now. I got to go see Dame, dog.
I mean, what did Vegas just do to the odds? Are we first yet? How do we not?
It's got to be.
I don't know, but there's going to be a lot of those NBA writers that go goo-goo for Cocoa Puffs over the Celtics, that their finals prediction is going to switch real quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Even though, to be fair, you know, this is only the second biggest transaction in the NBA today. The Golden State Warriors are signing Rudy Gay.
I saw that. All right, so just to keep being that guy, Q, you might know this, and you might just be speaking.
Paul, can you reset me on the deal?
Sure, I'll take off video so I can just read it to you rather than trying to recite it from memory. The Bucks get Damian Lillard, the Blazers get Drew Holiday, DeAndre Ayton, the Bucks 2029 first round pick, and Bucks draft swap rights. The Suns, because they traded Ayton, get Yusuf Nurkic from the Blazers, Nasir Little from the Blazers. The Suns traded Ayton. This is a three-team deal with DeAndre Ayton going to the Blazers.
Oh, shit.
And Nurkic going to the Suns, along with Grayson Allen. Nurkic and Grayson Allen. But, yeah, I mean, the meat of the deal here is the Bucks lose Holiday, Grayson, 2029 first, and a pick swap for Lillard, which is terrific value. So just to call it a couple things, like, so Q, yeah, the $63 million.
Hey, you and Q have a conversation. My computer's not, I'm probably going to be here a while, so I need to go get my charger.
You go do that.
Okay.
So Q, I don't know if you were saying this, you know, just kind of like from your brain of fandom, but like they couldn't have traded Middleton, right? Like that's
because the math didn't work out. Yeah.
Well, no, because they just re-signed him. So then you can't trade a guy who, like, for 6 months that you just re-signed.
Oh.
So they could have done it like in late February, I think, is when they could first trade Middleton. Right around that time period, they could for the first time trade Middleton. So the only salary matches that the Bucks had that they could trade, because the same thing with Brooke Lopez, you couldn't trade Brooke Lopez to fit salary. So it was either Giannis's salary slot or Drew plus either Grayson or Drew plus Pat or Drew plus Bobby. Like those were your only options. And I know like some people might just be joining late. If we're going to read the tea leaves, Giannis, as of last week, was able to sign an extension with the Bucks, and the assumption was that it would be not in Giannis's best interest to do that. Right? Is there any chance that this is the first, like this is like the thing that happens? The Damian Lillard trade gets announced, and then tomorrow, Giannis signs his extension. That Horst calls Giannis and says, "Hey, I can pull off Dame, but I'm going to have to pay him $63 million when he's 37 years old. If I'm going to do that, Giannis, I need you to sign your extension tonight."
Which would be huge. That'd be a 2-for-1. It'd be a 2-for-1 trade. And like the best part is, my understanding is you lock in the contract at this year's cap. So like the growth rate is off of now, instead of like next year, Giannis would be making like $60 million. Like base year, and then it grows to like 75 or 80 or whatever ridiculous number. So yeah, if this is a 2-for-1 trade, it's huge. Like, and I pulled up the Durant trade. So Phoenix traded Malik Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay, 4 first round picks and a 28 draft swap. Comparing that to this, I feel like we got Dame for a steal. And the best part is, before I drop off, he didn't go to another team in the East, which like if he went to Chicago, we would have been so upset. If he went to Miami or Sixers or even or Toronto, like they'd be another contender in the East. So like we kept him in at Fiserv. So I don't know. I'm thrilled. Can't wait.
Guys, how do you feel about this? There were some comments that I haven't gotten to yet that speaking of comments, Dan Shaney commenting on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, talking about Drew, a misspelling Dan on Drew, but we'll let it slide. My guy, sweet sassy Evan Massey says, no, Q, I need you for this. Per source, Heat are expected to pursue a trade with Blazers for Drew Holiday.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. They still
need Evan Massey or otherwise. If Holiday goes to the Heat, they get better.
Well,
so not as well. We've allowed ourselves to get better, but we've also allowed them to get better. He's going to have revenge on the brain.
Sure. I will happily, as I think, you know, as much as we can think positively about what Holiday meant and the Valiup and all the stuff, Miami would have much rather have acquired Damian Lillard than have the opportunity to maybe acquire Jrue Holiday from Portland. It makes sense that that will happen. Like, but I mean, I don't even know, like, how much if it's like, so Tyler Hero and Nikola Jovic for, I mean, is, I don't know. I mean, it will make Miami better if they can pull something like that off, but not Damian Lillard acquisition level better. So
we've been talking about this, Paul Emig, Tim Shea, and Bart Winkler. We've been talking about this, and I maybe could have allowed myself, like, there was smoke here.
Giannis, there's a lot of smoke here.
More, yeah, directing than normal. Lillard Jrue, it was almost like this Jrue article now is like a last ditch effort. Like, no, don't trade me. I want to be here. I didn't mean the retirement thing. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. And by the way, like I said, like, Lillard and Giannis have been flirting with playing together somewhere for at least a couple years. The problem was, like, they both wanted the other guy to go to their city. Like, Damian Lillard never really wanted to, I mean, up until very recently, didn't he tried not to leave Portland. He kept trying to recruit guys to come join him.
Giannis, what if the trade was Milwaukee gets Dame and Portland gets the Brewers? Would you do that deal?
No. No.
Hold on. Tim, do you have, you're live outside of Fiserv Forum. Do you have any, are there any rallies starting? Do we have any counter rallies? Is anything going on today?
It's empty out here. Nothing.
And that's exactly how the beer district would look from October through April.
All right. So I'm gonna go, but this is amazing. So
you're going to go. You're like my expert.
It's more than amazing.
I think I've shed all the light on this I can.
Yes, I think you two need to be credentialed Monday for media day and go down there. Come down here.
I think the chances of the Bucks not being the overwhelming favorite in the East from an odds perspective, as of whenever they update their odds, it's going to be, I think, a universal agreement from NBA people that the Bucks are the absolute clear-cut, no-question favorite in the East at this
Paul,
point.
If you do leave, I actually just locked in another NBA expert.
Oh, good. Who is it?
He's a former Sacramento Kings radio host.
Oh, Rom.
So we'll get him in a second.
All right. Be well. What a great day for the Bucks. Oh, my goodness.
All right. See you, Paul, Image.
I'm leaving too. As you can see, I thought there'd be like big rallies down here. I brought my fork along, but there's no one. So,
okay. Well, we do have Spark Guy Matt in the Falls also to keep us company.
So I'm going to leave. I'm going to go down to Pato now and see what the odds are. How about that?
Well, I mean, you could use Google, but sure. For Pato, we like them.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spark Guy, I saw you first. What's up?
Is this the biggest trade in Wisconsin sports history? I mean, this is just, I'm ecstatic. I mean, in the mix, we heard it the last few days, but in a bit of disbelief, it's unbelievable. I mean, the things that they could potentially do with Giannis now with spreading the court out, his scoring ability, like this is just unbelievable. It was shocking, and I can't say I'm anything but excited. I do notice, though, a couple things in the chat. That's why I jumped in. I will scold a little bit. We have to get over the notion that we're locking Giannis in. He's basically year to year going forward, right?
Let's wait on that. Paul just suggested it. It is a very real suggestion. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen later. It could not happen. I don't know.
But it doesn't matter. It's the same thing like Lillard. Like, we have to enjoy this for what it is. And it's an unbelievable piece coming to a team that can take them to a level that they didn't even approach 2 years ago. I mean, 2 years ago was an unbelievable run, but there were still flaws with that team. There's still going to be flaws with this team, don't get me wrong. But this takes them to a different level of expectation and possibility and enjoy it. This is unbelievable. I can't believe it. And so the fact of the matter is, when people bring up Giannis, though, the only thing I would say to that is he can sign whatever deal he wants to tonight for as long as he wants, and he's still effectively a year-to-year player. Because the instant he causes a problem, just like Lillard did, and says, I'm out, then you have to deal with the reality. So I don't think that's a bad thing either.
I'm glad we started a live stream so everyone could just pour water on the whole fucking trade.
I'm not. I think it's unbelievable. I'm saying people are denigrating the trade by being like, now we got to see what Giannis does. Forget that. It doesn't, that part is reality. Enjoy the moment. I'm enjoying the moment. I can't wait. I got my tickets. I was excited for the season. I got over last year, but now, like, I am very excited. How, that's not negative. That's saying quit being negative. Quit thinking like that.
All right. Maybe I misunderstood. Rami Maklouf's here.
All right, I'm going to jump. I get back at it. See you guys.
All right, Matt in the Falls. Bathtub Matt.
That's right. Hey, Rami. I just want to say first, real quickly, I'm stunned. I just found out like 10 seconds ago. And, it's like 3 minutes and 10 seconds because I've been waiting to get on the stream. But how long ago did this happen? Is this like an hour ago or like 5 minutes ago?
I'm 25 minutes live, so 28 minutes ago.
Okay, and it's, I don't know anything about the trade. I just saw this and jumped on.
What happened?
So we traded a Jrue Holiday for Damian Lillard?
Essentially, yeah. It's a three-team deal where Lillard goes to Milwaukee. Jrue, DeAndre Ayton, Toumani Kamara.
Who?
A 29 unprotected Milwaukee first, and swap rights in 28 and 30 go to the Blazers. Phoenix get Nurkic, Grayson, Nasir Little, Keon Jent. What, Rami?
I don't even give. It doesn't even matter. Who gives a fuck? It doesn't matter, Bart. It doesn't. Dame.
Well, I just want to know who we give up.
Grayson's gone and Jrue is gone. Some picks are gone 6 years from now. And as Rami is so rightly saying, none of that shit matters. If Tyler Hero was going to go to the Heat, or if Tyler Hero was going to go to, this is almost like that. This is barely better than that deal. Bucks for Dame?
Bart, I didn't even believe this. You texted me this and said, jump on the podcast. I was mid workout, as you can see. And I still had a half hour left. And I said, fuck that. Dame is a buck. I didn't even believe it. I opened my phone halfway through the workout, and I had text from you and a million other people. I've been wanting this for years, Bart. For years. This has been my dream pairing. This is like my two favorite guys in the NBA to watch, just on entertainment value alone. Never mind what it does for them as far as their status as a contender. This is the best thing that could have happened. This is the absolute best thing that could have happened for the Milwaukee. I don't even care what they gave up. You could have told me Holiday or Christmas, and I'd have been okay with that. They didn't give up either of those two guys.
Who? They gave up Holiday.
Yeah, we gave up Holiday, you Dingleberry.
Oh, I didn't hear that in the recap. I'm sorry. Okay, fine. I don't care. Fine.
Tim can edit that post.
No, whatever. I don't care. I'm finding out about this at the same time. and Bathtub Matt. Good to hear from you, Bathtub Matt. I'm finding out about you time as the rest of you.
Matt, anything else for you while you're driving?
I'm ecstatic. This is absolutely wild. It's a huge upgrade. I'm terrified of how much tickets are going to cost next year. Because, I mean, we're basically a super team now. Even more than we are.
CBS Sports is getting an email today. Barty needs a season-long credential.
Yeah, this is absolutely wild. There should be parties in the streets, like Tim said. So at this point, did he really go down there for that?
He was at Pfizer.
Doesn't he live right there?
Yeah, he lives like. But I think he lives in Punchbowl Social's basement. Matt, you're in and out, so I'm gonna say bye. Matt's signal's weird, but good to see him. Rami, hey Rami, you guys are like, where's Rami been? Rami, you're gonna be at the Laughing Tap this weekend.
Yes, Friday and Saturday, I'll be hosting at the Laughing Tap, laughingtap.com for your tickets, and we can celebrate Dame. We'll have a drink after the show and celebrate Dame being a Buck. This is awesome. This is so
we gotta do like a deep dive. Why don't you like? You could become Matt Rife overnight. Just post a bunch of crowd work, and then you're famous.
I don't really do crowd work, and I hate those crowd work videos. Everybody has a crowd work video. I don't. Is that still? Are we still? And you know what? That just encourages people to interfere and interrupt the show. Stop posting.
I am pro Matt Rife. If anyone's wondering, I am pro.
I don't know who Matt Rife. Who's Matt Rife?
How are you a comedian and don't know who Matt Rife is?
Sorry. I don't know every comedian that's alive.
He's like the biggest guy right now.
Matt Rife?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to Google him while we speak.
You know who he is.
I really don't, dude. I'm sorry.
Right, I got some comments to read.
No offense to Matt Rife. All right.
He's got a lot more money than you do.
I'm sure. I'm sure he's great if a lot of people know him and he's had some great success.
I saw one guy on TikTok that was doing crowd work. But it was him in front of a brick wall with the laugh track imposed. And people are calling him out like, you're not really at a club. And he's like, I don't need to be at a club to be a comedian. It's really very interesting.
On TikTok?
Yeah.
I don't spend a lot of time on TikTok.
Mike says, Giannis better sign today. If they're doing this to make him happy, he better put his money where his mouth is. Can't do this for him to make him happy. You get what I'm saying.
Giannis signs
mortgage the future and have him leave.
If Giannis signs an extension today, this is behind the day that they clinched it in game six. This would be the second greatest day in Bucks history, right? If they traded for Dame and extended.
Well, I do want people to keep in mind that as excited as we are for Dame, if we are a 10 out of 10, if this is the biggest move that we could have ever made, we were, as a Bucks fan base, at about a 9 for Greg Monroe. So, remember that.
Don't bring that up. That's a sore memory. That was the day that I tried to calm Sparky down, and he literally walked out of the studio on the big show. He left. Because he came in on a day off. He had taken some vacation time, and he came in on a day off to bask in the glory and excitement of the Greg Monroe signing, and I threw some water on it, and Sparky just left and went back on vacation. So I wouldn't bring that up to Sparky if I was you. That was a great day in Bucks history, and don't you say otherwise.
Grayson Allen has tweeted in response to his jersey change tweet. Remember he changed his jersey?
Yes.
He tweeted about a month ago, Bucks fans, this is the last number change, I promise. He then just tweeted LOL to that. My buddy says, he texts me. He says, I'm at a conference and it was in conversation and my phone buzzed and I looked at it and I said, oh my God, out loud. Just like I had heard a parent died. Imagine you're like, you look at your phone, you're like, oh my God. Who died? No, we got Dame.
And by the way, no thank you. You're not going to thank me for this?
You?
Yes, me.
For your time?
For Dame. For Dame being a buck.
You did it?
This is what we call the Maklof magic, Bart. Everywhere I go. Great thing.
That's right.
Everywhere I, and especially in the NBA, everywhere I go, good things happen, Bart. I come back to Milwaukee, they trade for Dame. You can start
playing. No, we forget that we watched the NBA Finals together.
We did. We went to the parade and the rally together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
And sometime we're going to go to lunch together.
When is that happening, by the way?
I think next week. Next week.
You sent me a very excited message the next day, and then crickets till today.
Sean's pumped. He says, a goddamn Dan Shaney insurance take on the Dan Shaney live stream. My mind is melting. We did hear from Dan Shaney. That was nice. This is, again, this is if you're checking out the YouTube. So I have a Thursday episode. Nobody cares about this part, but housekeeping. I have a Thursday episode taped with Horvat and Tim Shea about the Brewers. Yep. This is going to be posted to the audio as soon as we're done. So a little bony show, not just YouTube, but a bonus show. And we do thank all of our great supporters, including Happy Place Hemp. I saw Chris here before as well. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART, 25% off. And this month we are making special announcements for the Wisconsin Bike Fed. Your boy Jake Newborn got in touch with me, and we're promoting just don't drive like a maniac.
That's a good thing to promote.
WisconsinBikeFed.org.
That's a good thing to promote. Is that their slogan?
Is that? Oh, I tweaked it.
Is that okay?
Okay. Rami, you want to bring 1250 back? We got Toby Altizer back in the fold.
Toby! Hey!
Toby Altizer, the actual host of Rami's afternoon show before we crumbled.
Oh, man.
What's up, Toby? Yeah.
Dude, I couldn't be more pumped. Like, this is just awesome.
This is so cool.
I love Drew Holiday, so let me get that out there. But, I mean, adding Damian Lillard, like, I was listening to before I hopped on. Rami, you're 100% right, dude. Like, who cares about anything else? Like,
yeah.
Lillard and Giannis are playing together. How dope is that?
What did you just say?
Dame Lillard and Giannis are playing together. How dope is that? The other thing.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to make sure because Rami's first thing that he said was, you got Dame without giving up Middleton or Drew. What a steal.
I told you. I jumped on as I was finding out about the trade. Did you want my instant reaction or what? You asked for me to come on here. I just found out about it with you.
I think the other thing that is really cool, and you know, once you start breaking it down more, it'll, you know, you start thinking about it. Middleton being a third option now is so good. Like him not having to be the guy late in the game, but he can be the guy that works with Giannis and Dame, and you know, if they need help, they pass it to Middleton and he hits a mid-range jumper. Like if they need him, he can be a nice third option. But I mean, it's just going to be Dame and Giannis working together, and then Chris will get his whenever he needs to. But I like the fact that Chris doesn't have to be the second option anymore.
I think this is the moment here. 36 minutes in, so it's about been 40 minutes. I think it is finally so sinking in for me that my brain's got to catch up to my mouth or vice versa. Damian Lillard's a buck.
Yes. Yes,
so
he is.
I assume is excited?
Yeah, he's got to be. I mean, he just tweeted out last year that if he had to choose one player to play with to get a championship or at least get into the playoffs, it was Giannis. So, like, RG3 tweets out that it was dirty work by Portland to trade him to Milwaukee. No, it wasn't. If there were two places he wanted to go, it was either Miami or to play with Giannis, wherever Giannis was. And yeah, he gets to play with Giannis now.
Is the national media still treating Milwaukee and the NBA like it's some sort of second-class market where nobody wants to go? That's simply not the case. That hasn't been the case for a minute now.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Jerry, pick and roll from the logo. There are a lot of people in the comments that were very excited to see Matt in the Falls again. So,
by the way, why is, the... Why is that the other comment that I hear about the NBA from a former NFL player? Do any former NBA players work in the media anymore? I get all my NBA takes from Shannon Sharp and RG3. Like, I know I never played in the league, all due respect, but can I hear from a former NBA? Why are all the hot takes from former NFL players?
Well, they're the ones getting the jobs.
I know. Why?
Magic Johnson's been on like every show today, Toby's boy.
Okay. That's true.
Right.
What's he promoting? What product does he have coming out?
He's not promoting anything. He's just reminding everyone that he's still better than Stephen Curry.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Just in case he forget. The Magic Johnson talk show. I do remember watching that live back in the day on Fox.
I blocked it out.
Yeah. Chris, I don't understand why we kept Middleton still. Got torched by Butler. Can't play D on perimeter. Welcome to Milwaukee, Dame. Wish we would have gotten Ayton somehow. I wish, you know, the starting team last year for the All-Star game. I wish we could have that team, actually. That's what I wish. That'd be good. Adam says, Lillard, Middleton, Giannis, Portis, Brooke is a wild lineup. Okay, that like basically could be an All-Star team, actually. That is very good.
It is, yeah.
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 Jimmy Butler is claiming the Bucks were tampering.
Yeah, did you not see that video?
I saw him bitching about gas today.
No, he was on like his Instagram story and said, you didn't hear from me, but NBA, you should look into the Bucks for tampering.
Jesus. All right. Rami Makhlouf, Toby Altizer, Zach Gelb.
Oh,
what's going on?
Oh,
Gelby, you got all your 1250 for
tampering. Here. I think Bart's tampering.
Gelb, I got the parade chairs back here.
Look at that. They look so authentic. There's no way that's green screen or anything as well.
This is the background you're getting at 6:20 tonight.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Here it is. What do you think?
This is why John Horse and Peter Fagan are just tremendous at their job.
Fagan loves you, dude.
I know that like Giannis has said what he said the last few years about, you know, if he doesn't feel as if the team's ready to win, he's going to leave. I was really believing it, though, this offseason more than ever. And to have the organization respond this way, this is like the ultimate F you for all the small markets in the playbook on how to keep a player long term that's already won a championship is going to be one of the greatest players of all time. It's incredible.
Well, the day Giannis had those comments, I heard from you. I heard from DeSell. I heard from a couple other of the CBS guys being like, oh, he's got Manny. Manny thought Giannis
don't
is going to the
Manny, please. Come on.
Yeah. And I'm telling you guys, no, Giannis says this stuff all the time. I didn't expect it to have this sort of impact. And even, I don't know that they did. I don't know how much the comments, like, were they fine going in and then thought, okay, Giannis is a little more aggressive this time. We have to go do something. Was the Dame situation too good to be, like, he's just sitting there waiting. The whole league knows he's going to Miami for nothing. And so at that case, it's just like the Big Ten getting Oregon and Washington. They don't need them. They don't want them. They're fine with what they got. But if you're going to get them for nothing, you go get them.
Well, I'm just shocked. Like, I don't know. Like, everyone's shocked on this because it was a foregone conclusion. He was going to Miami. I thought this was all a bunch of noise and the player, right, in the NBA always gets what they want, player empowerment. He wanted to go to Miami, snap the fingers. Eventually he'll get there. And to land in Milwaukee, it's incredible. It really is incredible.
Yeah, I thought if anything, he would just end up back in Portland because it looked like they were –
worst case, yeah.
It looked like they were taking a pretty hard line, and they even had the NBA's backing. Adam Silver came out and said he didn't like the trade demands he had heard from Lillard and Harden this year. I thought it was Miami or everybody sort of retreating back to their corners, and he ends up back in Portland. I saw the report from that the Bucks were in on this about a week ago from that dude who was scooping all the NBA free agent news before Woj and before Shams were doing it, before he had his account closed down. And I was like, this dude has been on to something. And since then, I was like, there might be something there, but I did not necessarily expect this to happen. This is this is completely out of the blue to me. This and just mind blowing, quite frankly.
So I taped an interview with Magic Johnson this morning, and now it's like totally.
It's Toby's owner. Toby loves the Commanders.
Yeah. So we did talk a little bit about the Commanders in the future, but I asked him about Giannis. And he said that Giannis is the hardest working player he's ever seen. And in regards to the message, he goes, he put the organization on blast and said, if you guys get complacent, if you get to a level where I don't feel like everyone's all in, I will leave. And he even said, Giannis loves Milwaukee. Giannis wants to stay in Milwaukee, but he has to feel like he's won a championship. And now it's up to the organization to get the job done. And then look what happens like 5 hours later. They go get Damian Lillard, who Giannis and Dame together are like the perfect combo in terms of dudes that are just likable, have gone about it the right way. And this should result, as long as everyone stays healthy, this should result in another championship.
The chairs are out. I'm going down. It's rainy here in Milwaukee, Gil, but I'm putting them out.
Well, Toby, has Bart come clean here? Like, Bart's not taking enough credit here. I heard Giannis's kids, they swim with Bart's kids. They were at the same pool. I think Bart may be the one that's up to the tampering. Nudge, nudge. Hey, I'll do all the dirty work and we'll
find. Oh my God. You know what I'm just remembering? That was last Tuesday. I do remember Giannis telling someone Dame's going to come here next Wednesday. I forgot to report that.
Just saying. That's our Bart Winkler. Shams, woes, nope. Bart bombs. That's what we're looking forward to.
Love it.
Yeah, I saw him at swimming. Has everybody caught up on that? I saw him at swimming. He did not go this week, but the attendance was like triple. So people told their friends, like, hey, Giannis was here. Come next week, Tuesday at 5. He wasn't there.
You're back in Milwaukee, right, Rami?
I wouldn't tell anybody. And I certainly wouldn't go on my podcast and announce.
Weird way to answer a question, Rami.
What's that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear Zach's question.
Well, he wants to know if you're back in Milwaukee.
I am living back in Milwaukee. I'm not employed back in Milwaukee, but I'm living back in Milwaukee, Zach Gubb. Yes, sir.
And Toby, you are in the D.C. area, correct?
Yes, sir. Covering
a terrible. I think Toby's got to fly into Milwaukee. I think I have to fly into Milwaukee, and the four of us go to a game this year.
I like that.
Let's make it happen.
I have eaten with each one of you at fourth base.
Is this true?
Yeah.
My favorite each restaurant one of you
I have eaten with. Just so let's do it all together.
Let's. I'm in.
Gelb, I'll talk to you tonight, buddy.
You got it, guys. Good to catch up with you.
Thanks for the cameo.
See, Zach.
Zach Gelb.
Night. Where you guys hang out? What do you mean you're talking? Do you guys FaceTime?
Hey, Joe. He just was asking me if I can come on his show tonight, so I sent him the link and said, if you come on mine.
Ah, a little tit for tat.
All right, I want to hear Butler. He's bitching about gas. He's bitching about $175 tank of gas. He charges $20 for a cup of coffee.
Yo, NBA, man. Y'all need to look into the Bucks for tampering. Y'all do. I'm just going to put that out there. Y'all didn't hear it from me, but I heard it through somebody. Y'all look down for something.
All right. Sweet.
How lame. Jimmy Butler.
So, take a second-round pick away. Who cares? So John Horst. Can I talk about this for a second? John Horst has always had one mission, and that's to keep Giannis in Milwaukee. In his tenure, John Horst has gotten Giannis. It's one thing to draft him. It's harder to re-sign him. So he's done it at least twice. He brought in Drew Holiday for nothing. They won a championship. And now he's brought in Damian Lillard. I mean, if he hasn't already clamped on executive of the year, like who else could it be?
See, Bart, I don't think, and like you said, and like we've said in many conversations we've had together when Giannis has made comments like the ones he made recently in the past, those comments were nothing new, and he's going to keep on putting that pressure on the organization. But I don't know that that's necessarily what, you know, sparked them to go and make this trade. I think that's just how they operate. They don't necessarily need Giannis to light that fire under them. This is an organization that wants to win championships and actively seeks them. Doesn't hope to get lucky or for the ball to bounce the right way or for a draft pick to fall in their lap. I mean, Giannis, in a sense, fell in their lap to a degree, but they're not going to be lax or lackadaisical in going and getting championships. They actively go and seek championships, and they got the right price for Dame Lillard. That's why they ultimately went and made the deal. I don't think they needed Giannis to scare them into making a deal to go and trade for Dame Lillard. This is just how this organization operates. And that, more than anything, is what should thrill you as a Bucks fan. I used to tell Packers fans in all my years around here that you should, yes, Rodgers is great and Favre was great before him, but what you should really be appreciative and glad about is you have a great organization. And that's what you have with the Bucks, man. I don't think this is Giannis making them go and make this trade. This is just what they do, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and for John Horst to get him for essentially swapping Holiday and Damian Lillard and then throwing in a couple first-round picks in the future when who really cares, you can figure that stuff out later, and Grayson Allen, like, can you ask for a better deal than that? Because you didn't have to sacrifice Marjon Beauchamp, who might have to play a bigger role this year, especially defensively. You didn't have to give up Chris Middleton. Like, you could still keep Giannis, Chris, and Damian Lillard together. You kept a lot of the core still, and you gave up a couple first-round picks. So it's a heck of a trade for the Bucks. They didn't have to mortgage everything, and a couple of first-round picks you'll live with for Damian Lillard because he's a huge upgrade, and he gives you a legit scoring option other than Giannis. Like, I mean, if things go poorly and they can't get anything going, he was Portland's offense for so long, he can do the same thing in Milwaukee. Like, if Giannis can't hit, all right, Dame time, let him do his thing. He can go get you 30, 40, 50 points. And, you know, the best part is you have multiple guys who can do that. So now I don't know how you stop a pick and roll with Dame and Giannis. And I think Rami's point's right on. Like, people out here in D.C. were like, oh, man, Giannis wants out. No, that's the same comments Giannis has made time after time. And he's basically just keeping the organization accountable, saying, like, if you don't feel like trying anymore, then I'll leave. But I don't think this is something where they saw those comments and immediately thought that they needed to go trade for Damian Lillard. I think this has been the works all offseason, and it's getting closer to the season. So maybe Portland's like, well, we might as well pull the trigger while we know this is there. And looks like they're going to try and flip Drew Holiday again so they can try and rebuild. But I really like this deal, and I love the fact that they didn't have to give up as much as I would have thought to get Damian Lillard.
Q says, here's an interesting point we haven't even thought of yet. Great stuff from professional Q today. I feel like this puts a lot of pressure on Adrian Griffin in year one. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times people get their first coaching job and it's like, oh shit, I got nobody here. Rami, did you give up on Justin Fields yet? Just quick aside, or no?
I gave up on the Bears ever having a quarterback.
I do like the Bears to win this weekend, by the way.
Bears. Who gives a shit, seriously?
But imagine being a coach now. You're walking in, and he does. Who brought this up before? Tim? Shea? He does have Terry Stotts. Like, Terry Stotts used to coach Dame. He's floating around here as an assistant. So, yeah, I think that there will be a lot of pressure. I'm excited, too. I think, like, we feel good things. Like, we feel the Bucks are going to be good and contend for a championship.
Oh, and
what's that?
They're winning the championship. It's over. It's a wrap.
Right. The tears are up. So we feel good, but this year was going to be more of like what it was last year, a dress rehearsal, figure out the pieces, do this, Griffin in spots, you know. Suddenly this year, every regular season game is much must-watch TV, okay? Yeah. We went from a regular season that was going to be about – as go for a top team still going through the motions. Now the regular season's going to be jumping. I don't just want the final. I want the NBA Cup now. I want to win the NBA Cup.
Yeah, come on, Rob.
That thing.
We got Malik Beasley. Let's not forget about him. What an offseason.
No, you can say like it definitely does add some pressure externally on Adrian Griffin, but also think about how much pressure it takes off of him. Like, if everything shuts down on offense, you just say, Dame, take over, or Giannis, take over. Like, it gets pretty easy at a certain point. Like, if you get stuck, that you just say, you guys figure it out. Like, it's definitely going to add pressure because the expectations are maybe a little bit higher. But at the same point, like, if everything falls apart, you just tell Dame and Giannis to figure it out.
I'm just reading some comments. Alan says, had to jump on Bart's live show to get a live Bucks talk versus preview of the Packers game. Look, I don't know what's going on elsewhere in your other content machines, and I do understand that Packers is king, and it should be. It's the NFL, but there have to be times where you can't – that cannot be gospel. The Brewers clinching.
Yeah, we can talk about
a worthy change. The Bucks trading for fucking Damian Lillard. I mean, if you're breaking down Eric Stokes bullshit right now, Damian Lillard. Why am I not mentioning Joe Prunty? Prunty's back.
Oh, is he?
It's Dame time, and we have a Bears sidebar. Yes, I did ask Rami about the Bears for 15 seconds. And as I spoke into the second hour of our coverage.
But the Bears fan was the one who said, who gives a shit? I don't want to talk about that right now. Just so just all clear, right?
You clamped me down.
I did. I was like, let's stay on topic here, Bart. Damn.
Got a comment from Kevin. He says, your stream popped up as soon as I heard the news. As excited as I am, Drew is one of my favorite guys. Am I the only one the slightest bit sad to see him go?
No. There is
this could easily be a Drew Holiday appreciation show.
Drew Holiday was in the trade?
He was. They didn't report that at first. They added it an hour later. Just reported.
Right. No, I mean, I became a huge Drew Holiday fan in his time with the Bucks, and we'll always have a soft spot for him, man, and we'll miss him. And he's not just as a Buck and as a player, but for the community. But man, Dame Lillard is a Buck, and that is reason to celebrate today. That's not a slight. That's not a slight to Drew Holiday in saying that at all.
Chuck says, I was having girl troubles today. Now I don't care at all. Dame is in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
No, for you, that's just a Band-Aid then. The girl troubles will come back. And because you've subsided on them, when they come back, it'll actually come back stronger and it will hurt you more.
Let them have it.
Deal with those quickly.
You got to remind them that happiness is temporary. You have to throw that in there. Like, your happiness won't last.
I'm saying you can't put girl troubles on the back burner. You got to deal with it, get in the mud. Then celebrate Dame.
That's what sports are. The first 30 years of my life, sports were the thing that I was able to put, you know, girl problems on the back burner.
Yeah, didn't take me 30, but
that's not what I meant. You know what I mean?
Do you think this is the year I finally get my Buck Warriors final?
Say that again.
Bucks Warriors, man. I'm getting my final.
Nobody cares about the Warriors, but what's with you?
You don't care about Winkler Civil War?
You want to talk Bears? You want to talk Warriors? Dame is a Buck, bro.
Yeah, let's see if there's any more information from Woj. Woj just did the Schefter thing where he tweets a fucking Photoshop and gets 9 million views. This is pretty interesting because, again, what I was telling Paul Emig earlier was he kept wanting to talk about this and bring this up, and I would just throw water on it right away. The NBA rumor season, they're just so preposterous all the time. The things you think can happen that might happen. And I can't do anything regarding that until it happens. And now it's happened, and I feel kind of shitty that I downplayed it the whole time.
Yeah, but you do that. I think people have come to expect that from a Bart Winkler, right?
It's just like, NBA, like people that say, oh, the NBA free agency is better than the season. I don't think that's true.
I mean, no, but it's fun. There's no reason to shit on it. It's fun.
Fat Matt says, wow.
Well said.
Yeah. Portland native says, go Timbers. He says, please treat him kindly and be sensitive when he complains about the cold. Congratulations on the deal. Bucks in six.
Hey.
A lot of people saying Shaq and Kobe 2.0. I'm down with that.
Yeah, I can see that.
The Sixers are interested in acquiring Drew Holiday. If there's a way to flip Harden to the Clippers and get back Holiday, that'd be a win for the Sixers. Holiday would be a perfect fit with Embiid and Maxey. Yeah, Holiday's going to end up on either the Heat or the Sixers.
I'm still rooting for Jrue Holiday till he runs into.
Well, I am too. We don't win a title without him.
Right. Yes.
I mean, and that for deal was a bit of a heist.
A little bit.
2028, 2029, 2030 picks are all in play. We don't give a shit.
Don't care at all. Not even a little bit.
I mean, for all that we know, pretty high odds that in 2029, at least one of us will be dead. At least one of us three. I'll have a 5-year cough that finally gets me.
2029, I'll be hopping on with the same reason of the girl troubles and escaping reality.
Kobe, I see you getting murdered in like a crime of passion. That's what I see.
How do I
Bucks
go?
Are the title odds. They got the best odds. People are letting me know.
How do I go? You said how you and Toby are going to die. How do I go?
How do you go?
Yeah.
So you're back in Milwaukee, not really working or anything.
Right.
You're actually going to die one day just of boredom. And no one will know you're dead for 2 months. The mailman's going to, he's going to be given one of those Val packs and he's going to smell something funky. It's going to be you in your chair.
Why do I get the saddest death of any of us?
Jake says, no, Rami dies in an orgy.
Now that's the way to go.
Joel says, I'm taking Rom Dog and Barty. We'll be running topless in June at Bucks Deer District.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, yeah. Big Bucks Day?
For sure.
Yeah, I got to be topless now. I could go for as Bert Kreischer for Halloween or whatever. I got the flat brim hat. Get the beard.
This is not a big enough occasion for me to go shirtless. I'm sorry, Bart. I'm going to stay closed for this one.
I just got an alert. Google stock is down because on YouTube, my left nipple is causing too much of a distraction. We'll costume back up here.
Yeah, good. I appreciate that.
All right, so Dame to the Bucks. Anything else that we want to discuss or say? I think I'm fine sitting here and just like talking about saying like cool, fun, great for a lot of time.
Yeah. So, all right.
Dan Shaney feeling a lot of regret right now. No, he sponsored our YouTube. He knows what he got himself into. He knows. He knows that there could be some partial nudity.
Always expect that on the Bart Winkler show.
Anything else?
No. I actually want to go eat a turkey sandwich. So,
that sounds good.
Yeah. It's about all I got. Celebrate, Bucks fans. Not shirtless celebrations. Let's not go there yet. Celebrate.
Enjoy. I'll post this as audio if anyone gives a shit. Dan.
Sound poor.
Dan, I thought you charged more when your shirt was off. Dan. I might have to give him a discount for the laughs. All right. Damian Lillard is a Buck. Doesn't make any sense. They have a media day on Monday. So we will hear from him. I'm excited to hear everything that happened. This comes one day after Jrue Holiday says, I want to be a Buck forever. Didn't even make 24 hours.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, it sucks.
We will have Bucks post games this season. I think the first game is, what, the 26th? On a Thursday. Man, this is going to be something. Again, the big thing for, like, this season went from cruise control to God only knows.
Toby, did you already order a jersey? You already got your Dame jersey?
I've been thinking about it. I think I need to get a black one, so I probably will.
All right.
Oh, man. Dame is a buck.
Yeah, he is.
Wait, we don't have the number zero retired, do we?
I don't think so, no.
You think they'll retire zero for Dame?
Win a championship, why not?
Zero's available. Should we retire Drew's holiday, whatever the fuck it was, 21? Drew's number, I mean. You want to retire that?
You already got his number? The dude,
I could never remember Drew's. I always thought he was 11.
Packed his locker yet. You already forgot his name and his number for Dame Lillard.
Brooks 11. Jake says, keep it going. Let's bring Devontae back home. Andre says, retire zero for Dante. Oh, yeah, fuck. Shit. We should do that. All right, guys, thanks for jumping on. Rami's at the Laughing Tap this weekend.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, laughingtap.com. Go check it out. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday.
I heard the three of us taking over for one of these CBS shows that opened up with my guy DA Bolton for Mad Dog.
I mean, if they're smart, it'll be the Bart and Rami show weekday afternoons on CBS Sports Radio.
He's right here.
Whatever the opening is.
Marjan's wearing zero. Not for long.
Oh, no, he ain't.
Yeah, Marsha.
They also, the Bucks double zero. Open, the Bucks also open against the Sixers, I think. So, could be a Drew Holiday reunion quicker than people thought.
Yeah, where do you think he goes, Heat or Sixers?
I don't know. How can I even guess when we all thought that Dame was either going to be in Miami or back in Portland?
And I love that for, like, in the last week for no reason – this is somehow the Bulls were in play. Chicago. What a goddamn mess you're in right now.
I never bought it. I never thought that was happening.
What a shit show.
I'm having the stake in my heart, Bart.
And Suzuki can't catch a fucking baseball. You
know, I'm out of here.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Spotify, Apple, like, subscribe. Toby.
See ya.
Dame's a buck.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.